you can say, okay, what am I avoiding? How can I just hold this good life a little bit longer? How can I recognize that what's really happening is I'm uncomfortable? I fear the shoe dropping. I fear that I might actually be successful. I fear that. I fear managing money. I fear love. I fear actually receiving the love I say I want. When you realize what's really happening, your only job now is to act from this awareness. Act in a way that aligns to what you want. And it might just be sitting in this discomfort. Welcome to the lab, where your second half is your best half. If you're a woman in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and you're ready to create a wild second half that makes you feel energized and alive, you're in the right place. I'm your host, LaDam Barber, and I'm going to share with you inspiration as well as interviews and real life transformation from women just like you who are unapologetically living a fulfilling second half. The second half of your life is an invitation to spark a new version of yourself. So let's get started. Hello, ladies. Welcome back. I am so glad that you're with me today. I'm very grateful for you. And I just love this time together. I am really excited about today's topic because I believe that this is going to shift. This is going to be an incredible shift in your life. This may be a pattern that you've been experiencing for 50 plus years, but it's going to end today because we're going to reveal, uncover the truth. The truth behind your capacity to have a good life. The truth behind this capacity that is jeopardized, it is blocked by self-sabotage, by distractions. There's a reason for it. You know, many of you know my story, and my story for the first 50 years of my life was struggle, trauma, trying to maintain control because I didn't feel that I had control in areas of my life, in my finances, in my upbringing, in my love, my love life, right? Like, so I was always trying to maintain control. I was laughing with a friend the other day. We're talking about doing chores, and I just happened to say to her, I used to, when I was married, I used to vacuum the curtains. And I'm not talking like spring cleaning, once a year, kind of vacuuming. I'm talking about often. I ran out of things to clean. So I started vacuuming the curtains from top to bottom. And looking back, that was my way of maintaining control, soothing myself from what I was experiencing, because everything else was out of control. So my subconscious was like, well, we need to maintain some control here. So let's vacuum the curtains. And we do this in other ways. We do this by looking for distractions. And we don't necessarily consciously go out and say, okay, you know, how can I distract myself and how can I stop this goodness from happening? Because what we know is struggle and trauma, maintaining control. When we have good, we subconsciously oftentimes look for distraction. We look for distraction through saving someone, getting involved in someone's business, trying to save them, trying to, you know, we tell ourselves a story. Well, we're just being a good friend. We're just trying to be good in this world. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Like, I think that of myself. But when we get so deep into it and we get out of our lane, then that's where we have to stop and say, okay, what am I avoiding here? And that's what we're going to talk about today, is like avoiding the capacity for a good life because it's so uncomfortable based on our past journey, our past experience. So we do it through saving someone. We do it through self-sabotaging. We do it through distractions of, you know, roaming social media or cleaning versus doing the things that we say we're going to do. That's how we do it, because we need that internal soothing because we've reached the capacity. This doesn't begin until we have reached our capacity for a good life. Then shit hits the fan. That's what happens. And the thing is that when you're doing this, when I've been doing this, I say things like, well, why do I sabotage myself? I know better. Why do I keep doing this? And the companion to those questions are filled with doubt, filled with fear, the doubt of, oh, I'll never feel great, or I'll never lose the weight. I'll never be happy in my relationship. I'll never build the business, the vision. You know, my business will never look the way that I want it to look like. I'll never bring in the revenue that I have on my vision board, right? Like, and then the fear that comes in, waiting for the shoe to drop. It feels good, but it's uncomfortable. And that discomfort brings back the evidence of your past and says, oh boy, you better hold on, girlfriend. The shoe's going to drop. It can't be this good for that long. So what I want to bring to light today is that these questions, shifting from asking yourself, why do I sabotage myself? Why do I keep doing this? The answer is simply, you have reached your capacity for a good life. You have an inability to hold the good. So your subconscious is saying, this is too uncomfortable for us. When you know this, and you know that it's your subconscious, even though it doesn't really like struggle, trauma, powerlessness, distractions, it doesn't like that. We know it doesn't like that, because that's why we get into the questions and the shame and the doubt and the fear. But when we recognize what's really happening here is that you've reached your capacity for a good life, your only job at this time is to say, okay, I see what's happening. So when you're vacuuming those curtains or you're trying to save somebody, you can say, okay, what am I avoiding? How can I just hold this good life a little bit longer? How can I recognize that what's really happening is I'm uncomfortable? I fear the shoe dropping. I fear that I might actually be successful. I fear that. I fear managing money. I fear love. I fear actually receiving the love I say I want. When you realize what's really happening, your only job now is to act from this awareness. Act in a way that aligns to what you want. And it might just be sitting in this discomfort and saying no to the distractions, saying no to saving people, saying no to the self-sabotage with so much love and say, hey, I hear you. I see you. I know what's going on. You're uncomfortable, but we're okay. We're going to sit in this a little bit longer. We're going to trust a good life. This will stop the shame. So when you hear shaming, when you hear yourself shaming yourself or feeling guilty or feeling like a failure or feeling doubtful, see it for what it is. Have peace about it and allow yourself to go on this journey of holding that discomfort just a little bit longer, just a little bit longer, because the longer you can hold it, you start to expand it, and that's self-sabotaging, and all of those distractions will no longer be part of who you are. This has not stopped in my life. I've been aware of this. I have a capacity. I'm on a journey of expanding my capacity for a good life. So when I see my own self starting to not go to the gym, overeating, not doing the things that I said I was going to do, focusing more on someone else than myself. Now that sounds kind of selfish. I do focus on my family and my son, but I have to ask my reason why I'm doing it. So there's a difference from being a good person, a good friend, a good sibling, versus avoiding something. Am I getting so engrossed in someone else's stuff, someone else's life, because I'm avoiding something? So when I start to see myself go off my path and getting in someone else's lane, it's that awareness. And that's something that I want to share with you today, is that I encourage you to start to say to yourself, okay, what am I avoiding here? I'm avoiding the discomfort for a good life. You know, recently I shared with you that I was doing Whole30. I was not having alcohol, no sugar. I was eating more protein, more veggies, some fruit. I was going to the gym consistently. No matter what was going on in my schedule, I scheduled my time. And I have to tell you, not only did I feel amazing, not only did I sleep well, I could look in the mirror and see the transformation. So what happened? All of a sudden, I saw myself distracted. I saw myself self-sabotaging. Not only when I introduced alcohol or sugar back into my life, I was a glutton for it. I saw myself getting involved in things a little more than I really needed to. It wasn't until my coach, and that's the work of a coach, is to reflect back to us something that we can't see. Even though I can say to you, I know better. Why did I do this? I say the same things. And she said, isn't that interesting? Let's see what you're trying to avoid. And this is the topic that we came back to. I reached my capacity for good. I know struggle. I know self-sabotage. I know hard, difficult, failure. I know all that. But good was in my life. And it wasn't just the Whole30, but because my energy was high and I was focused on myself, I was loving myself, I was giving attention to myself, I was attracting things into my life. I was attracting opportunities into my life and great experiences. But I had reached the capacity. So as soon as this awareness was, I had to stop and say, okay, my job here is to be uncomfortable just a little bit longer, because I'm not a failure. That's not my identity. I'm not one to self-sabotage myself. That is not my future identity. My future identity is a woman who has the capacity for a good life. That's my identity. So my actions are in line to that instead of, oh boy, here we go again. And that's what I'm bringing to you today, is identifying your patterns. The work, instead of the shame and the guilt, I encourage you to swap that for this awareness of identifying the patterns. Seeing it for what it really is, being honest with yourself being honest with what's your underlining need. And many times for us, that need is we just need to feel safe. We don't feel safe in the good. And then like also identifying the negative beliefs that you have around the good that you desire. When you identify those and just, again, going back to what I originally said, is like calling it out for what it really is and then acting in accordance to that future self that you want and not getting caught up in the drama of the self-sabotage and thinking that you're the failure. That's not your identity for your future self. So the light that I wanted to bring today is we can think that we want this good life. We think that we want love and we want financial stability and we want these experiences and adventure. But something's happening underneath. Something is happening underneath the hood here. There's an underlining subconscious block, and that is capacity. The capacity to hold this feeling of goodness, of greatness. And the way that you do that, the way that you build that bridge from what you say you want and actually having what you want is identifying when the patterns come up. Because for so, it's like 28 days of the 30, I was really rocking and rolling in whole 30. I was rocking and rolling, but I reached my capacity and those past behaviors, those old patterns started to reveal themselves, started to show up. And instead of shaming, instead of guilting myself, which boy, I've always been really good at that. I have a master's in that. That's no longer who I identify with. I identify with my future self. My future self who has the capacity for a good life. She experiences a good life for long periods of time. My friend, just because I said it was simple doesn't mean it's easy. But I hope today, just putting a light, getting you to think of this perspective, that through identifying with your future self, you recognize you just have to expand the capacity for a good life. And you do that through awareness, identifying what's really happening, and take action with new patterns and the beliefs that your future self holds. So with that, I will see you on the next episode. Enjoy this beautiful weather. I hope it's beautiful in your area. Today is going to be 75 here in Denver. And, you know, 75 in Colorado is more like 85, 90. Love it. No humidity. I'm going to get out today and enjoy it. And I hope that you enjoy today just as well. I love you much. I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, my beautiful friend, can I ask you a favor? If you got something from today's episode, can you scroll to the show page and leave a review? This helps us get the Second Half Lab out to more women. And because of you, it has reached women, not just in the US and Canada, but in Finland and England and Ireland and Australia and many other areas. So thank you. Thank you for sharing and thank you for the review. I'll see you on the next episode.